In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is session one. It's October 5th, 2010. Let's start with your name.
Danielle. Everyone says Danny, though.
Do you like that?
Being called Danny?
Or do you prefer Danielle?
Either, I guess. Either's fine.
Then I like Danielle. It's more grown up. How old are you, Danielle?
17. No one else is gonna hear this, right?
No, absolutely not. This is actually just for you. Sometimes there are things said in these sessions that hold a key to a door that you don't need to open yet. That's when it's nice to have a record. You can go back, pick them up, when you're faced with that door.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, just as long as no one hears them.
Of course not. Imagine that you have patient-client confidentiality.
Okay. Okay.
How are you doing?
You mean like in classes?
No, I mean you. How are you doing?
Good. Yeah. I mean, it's been a pretty good year so far. You know, I mean, like, with school and like, socially.
You have a lot of friends?
I'm not, like, one of the popular girls, but I mean, I have friends. I have one best friend.
What's her name?
Rebecca. She goes by Bex. I call her Bex.
Any boys?
Sorry.
Don't worry, we can wait on that one. I'm only asking to get a sense of where you're at in life. I talk with a lot of different girls your age, and everyone is completely different. Different interests and concerns develop quicker for some, and others take longer. I'm just trying to get some sense of where you're at so I can ask the right questions, really be helpful.
There isn't a boy right now, but that's not because I'm not, like, developed or something. I mean, it's more because most of the boys my age are all undeveloped dipshits.
Well, I see a lot of boys your age also and can tell you that for the most part, I think dipshit is an appropriate title. See, you're already very good at this. You don't have to be nervous.
Thanks.
Did you talk to your parents about that kind of stuff?
No. No, definitely not.
Did they ask?
Not really.
That's cool. Well, this is a space where you can talk about anything however you want. No parents or teachers, no cops, nothing like that. Even though your father takes part in some of our classes, this is yours. So if you have questions, you can feel free to ask anything. If I expect you to be totally honest with me, I think it's only fair that I be totally honest with you. What do you think?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You keep looking at the recorder like it's gonna bite you.
No, I'm sorry. It's just a little stressful.
I totally get it. It takes a little while for people to get used to it. Made your dad feel weird at first also.
Really?
Yeah, totally. Takes some getting used to. If you want, I can turn it off for the rest of this session. We can just talk, and then next time we'll try it again. It's for you, remember?
Yeah.
That's the plan, then. What changed your mind?
I actually spoke to someone named Sarah in the program. And she said it was really worth it. It still makes me feel weird, but I guess I'll try.
I think that's true. I won't ask which Sarah it was, but I'm happy to hear positive reviews are out there.
Yeah. Yeah, she said you really helped her.
So, how can I help you, Danny?
I don't know.
Do you not know how I can help you, or if I can?
either? Both?
Well, let's not even think about that part yet. Why don't you tell me what it feels like first?
I don't know, just like a dark, like a dark feeling. You know, like something really bad happened. Like someone died or there's a terrorist attack or like a school shooter or something, but nothing's actually happened. I just wake up. That's how I feel. Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds super difficult. How many days a week do you feel like that?
You know, at least a couple.
You can tell me the whole truth here.
Most? Yeah. Most days. It feels like a really bad version of being high.
Like you're in the third person, right?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, exactly.
You know there's a word for that.
Really?
It's called autoscopy. It comes from the Greek word for self-watcher. Don't ask me what the Greek words are, but...
it's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's totally cool. Doesn't it feel kind of better just knowing there's a word for it?
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, it does, actually.
So, how long have you been an otoscope?
Oh my god, I'm sorry that, that makes me feel like a superhero or something. Like, how long have you been a mutant?
Yeah. Sorry. The last kid I spoke to was an 18-year-old boy obsessed with superhero movies. I forgot my audience.
No, it's all good. I kind of like it. Yeah.
So how long would you say?
You know, 6 months. Maybe more. It's kind of hard to know. It makes time move in a weird way.
Have you told your parents or tried to explain it to them?
Yeah, I mean, I've tried to tell my mom, but she just thinks like I'm on drugs or something. Or she tells me to work harder, you know, take control of my life.
What do you mean, take control?
Well, she thinks that, you know, if I do good, I won't feel that way anymore. Like if I get into UT or some other good school and set myself on a path to success, I'll feel better. And that's why she makes me do all these prep classes and extracurriculars or whatever's gonna look good on my resume.
Does it make you feel any better?
What?
Doing the extra work?
No. No, definitely not. I actually think it might make me feel worse. Because then I get scared, you know, that in the middle of a class or a test, I'll just, like, detach. You know, like, go, what'd you call it?
Otoscopic.
Yeah. Otoscopic. You know, just like freak out. You know?
Has that ever happened before?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I've definitely, you know, not been able to finish something because of it. I've had to leave class before and just lay down. I've never like collapsed or forgot my name. But if I just start thinking about it, feels very good.
What does your mom say when that happens?
I mean, usually just that I wasn't prepared enough or I didn't study enough or something like that. I mean, she doesn't really know how it works. Like, I will have studied and I'll like know whatever the answers are and I will know what the subject is and I can literally know everything about it. And then this thing comes in my head and it's just like, what if you just totally fucking, sorry, I shouldn't,
no,
I shouldn't
no, curse. You can curse.
Okay, cool. Yeah, but like, you know, what if I just like totally fucking freak out right now and forget everything and I start shaking and what if I make a total fucking clown of myself for literally no reason?
Do you feel like that right now?
No. No, not really.
That's good. It means you're comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
I want you to let me know if and when you start feeling it. Maybe if I can see you go through it in here, I can help you get out of it for good.
Want me to have it?
No, not now. I'm thrilled you feel good now. I just mean, if you ever feel it coming when you're here with me, I think working through it with you might be helpful.
Sure. Okay.
Gaslight stars Chloe Grace Moretz as Danny and John Gallagher Jr. as Ben. Written and directed by Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Produced by Q-Code and Chloe Grace Moretz. Executive producer Phil Wurzel. Sound design and mix by Mike Frank. Original score by Patrick Higgins and Miles Joris Peyrefitte. Recorded and mastered by Salt Audio. Edit and additional engineering by Zach Jurich. Associate producer Tess Ryan. Script supervisor Sam Beasley. Production support provided by Alexandria Nichols and James Gelberg. Casting by Chelsea Block and Marisol Ronkelly at Atomic Honey. Main theme, Rain Song, written and performed by Kirst. Art by Tomer Hanukkah. Special thanks to Jeff Roy.
If you're a fan, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can listen to Gaslight on Apple Podcasts or wherever you find your podcasts.
Whether you're in a relationship, single, or recently heartbroken, you could be navigating some tough stuff. And it really can be challenging to do this on your own. We all need help when it comes to our relationships, very specifically, our love lives. I'm Jillian, and each week on my podcast, Jillian on Love, I share skills on how to strengthen our relationships, how to build a stronger sense of self, and how to heal heartbreak and choose better partners. Learn how to start making change today and search for Jillian on Love wherever you're listening now.
Are you a Marvel fan?
Matt, you know I am.
Jeff, I was asking the listener.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought it seemed like a weird question because, you know, we've been doing a Marvel podcast together for 9 years now.
No, I was trying to grab the attention of all the Marvel fans out there for this ad.
Oh.
I thought it was weird, too. You should definitely warn us.
Good note, Ashley. Well, if you like Marvel movies and TV as much as we do, join us for the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast.
He did it again.